Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Well, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. Today, we're going to discuss the Thompson products that are used for both audit and trial balance related to tax. So WorkPaper CS and Advanced Flow. And Brian, what would you like our listeners to know about? Let's maybe start with WorkPaper CS.
I kind of want to position this because, you know, we talked about how you can get data and push it in the caseware world into the tax software. And we can do that as well with the CCH products. And I want you to know that WorkPaper CS is the tool that's really designed to do the electronic tax work paper management. So it does trial balances. It does, it'll let you do adjusting entries. You can go through and there's a lot of reports you can put together in here. But it's really designed to do this. Now you can use this with the PPC guides. However, to my knowledge, this one is the less robust of the two Thompson products. Okay. So it's the tool that I would expect most of our small firms to use where they need to do trial balance management in the context of a tax engagement. They've got source document processing, a binder system. They've got, you could go through and you have some dashboards in there. You can also use your existing Word and Excel documents in here. There is an automated roll forward, WorkPaper roll forward tool in here. And, even though it will work at some level, according to the site with PPC, we're generally telling people that they probably ought to look really hard at the OnPoint solution for most of their audit needs.
So Brian, I appreciate the kind of overview summary, and I just want to point out to our listeners that on source document processing, what I would refer to as 1040 work papers, where we talk about the scan, organize, and populate functions, we've got other technology labs that review those items along the way. And realistically, the way Thompson likes to have you think about the work papers is it allows you to automatically label and organize the source documents, that you can customize the tax codes, that you can transfer in adjusted balances and import files and do tax reconciliations. So it's really attempting to be a simplified tax work paper is probably the right way to think about this.
And we didn't dream up that position. Okay.
Right.
This is how they have it positioned on their website.
Yeah. So, knowing that that's the case, I'd like to maybe cut us over to audit tools because, when we were designing what we talk about in our various technology labs, we knew we wanted to make sure that we talked about audit tools. And frankly, this brainchild of Advanced Flow was one of the earliest innovations of the use of cloud technology for audit. So, the original designer, you and I both know well, she's no longer involved with the product, but did a brilliant job here. So what would you suggest our listeners need to know about Advanced Flow and the supporting integrations to Go File Room and to Checkpoint Engage and other related items?
I'm going to suggest to you that this is really the one of the first or you know, one of the earliest cloud engagement products that was created. It integrates very tightly with the Checkpoint Engage, which is really Thompson's online version of their PPC practice aids. It is a, you know, I'm a big fan of the product, honestly. You know, I it makes a lot of sense for folks that are trying to do this. This this product is one of the first one works well with governmental and consolidations. So you've got some capabilities there that you didn't have in some of the predecessor applications. You know, the only open thing here is we know that there will eventually be an Onvio audit. And the question becomes, is this going to be, you know, Onvio, of course, is Thompson's Thompson's global platform that they have for accounting firms. The question is this going to become Onvio audit, or is Onvio audit going to be something a little bit different? Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tom, as we record this, Thompson has their conference coming up in the fairly near future. And, you know, it may actually take place after we've recorded this. So there are things that may get announced there that we don't know yet.
Yeah. So, you know, bottom line, though, on this product is it is like Caseware, handles large consolidation and fund clients, so they can get a working trial balance done that way. The other thing is that the product does have security that, you know, prevents or authorizes users to see only certain documents inside the system. So the multi-layer security feature in here is good. They do have the Advanced Flow product integrated with GoFileRoom as the back-end document management system. And this is intended to be multi-user, runs in a browser, to give you anywhere, anytime access in the platform itself. So, you know, in terms of the configuration of the software, I think the best way to go after this one, frankly, is using the Checkpoint Engage guidance. It seems to flow well into the product itself. And, you know, I guess I'll hand it back to you, Brian, because in my mind, this was a fairly early cloud system that was pretty efficient, pretty flexible, pretty innovative at the time. I think it has become more comprehensive. And with a little bit of time frame here, I think it is improving as, you know, month to month has gone on. But what other things are key things that our listeners should know about Advanced Flow?
Well, they're using the confirmation.com platform for some of the PPC workflow associated with this. So they have the requested schedules, the prepared by client schedules request can be managed and tracked through here. You can also do your bank and audit confirmations as you might expect with it. Then you also can send receivables and benefit plans and other kinds of confirmations that are done on a more manual basis. You know, if I'm looking at this tool, you know, this was designed by and created and very, very well thought out when it was set up, and it has aged fairly well, honestly. Some of the competitors like Caseware are now nipping at its heels where they may not have been doing so when it first came out. But I think the integration with Advanced Flow and integration with GoFileRoom and the other applications, I think is good. You know, one of the things we do have to think about here is what the long-term roadmap is for GoFileRoom. What the long-term, you know, is it going to continue to exist, or is it going to become part of Onvio Docs or Onvio Firm Management? With this tool, we've heard talk of an Onvio audit module, and seen slides of it in presentations that we've had for Thompson. So, you know, we don't know if this is going to become that or if this is going to be something different. So the risk here is really figuring out what the strategy is and what your roadmap is on this and how long you're going to use this.
Yeah. So, you know, from a Thompson perspective, key features that they believe are inside this product for work paper management include direct support for multiple monitors, that you can do customizable workspaces with tabs and ribbons and windows throughout, that Advanced Flow also has a work paper preview feature and an engagement window feature that lets you see the current projects along the way. There is a work paper wizard that's interesting inside the product that I've watched demonstrated multiple times that lets you create Excel spreadsheets and Excel Word documents that link to the trial balance. So much like the legacy CCH engagements or the Casework Connector world did it. The template library in here is pretty strong. And again, it's multi-user, multitask is really what it's trying to accomplish. The trial balance itself, Brian, if I recall correctly, is fairly capable to handle complex trial balance. It's got import and export capability to pull things from spreadsheet files, customizable views, including the column structures that are available on this. Count filtering is good. The binder structure is set up so you can do multiple consolidations for clients fairly effectively. And of course, the viewing and filtering capability helps a little bit with that. They do have a nice streamlined grouping and coding for various engagements, as well as their dashboards. And then from there, as you've pointed out, you know, the Checkpoint Engage side is there, but also the Microsoft Office and the PPC SmartAge integration is there as well. So there's probably some more features that I could talk about, but I wanted to at least get down through a number of those because, you know, we have beyond that, some more security issues that we could talk about, some of the portal and other pieces and the integration across the Thompson suites.
You know, I think it's critical that we also address here that it is strategic to have a cloud-based audit product. With the pandemic now hopefully at least somewhat in our rearview mirror, one of the things that we now see is that we are seeing firms now going out here and hiring people in other markets, and they're doing completely remote auditing. So they're doing audits, and they're, you know, they may live in a city like Knoxville, Tennessee, and work for a firm in, say, New York or Wichita or, you know, or Los Angeles or Seattle. So we're seeing a lot of top 100 firms and especially top 50 firms that are going out there, and they are hiring people to be to do remote audit. And it, in many situations in markets, we can't hire enough local people. So we're having to do some of the stuff remotely. So I think, you know, if you're looking to make a shift in your engagement product that you're using, I think having something that will work with the cloud is strategic for today and for in the future.
Yeah. So Brian, this is going to be hard for our listeners to picture, but you and I have done multiple bits of writing where we've used Venn diagrams, overlapping circles to describe the suites. And Thompson today is using firm and workflow management as the middle of their Venn diagrams. And then they're using three circles around there: business services, tax services, and assurance services. And in the business services, they're positioning accounting CS and their client access and payroll and MyPay solutions. In the tax services, they're positioning fixed asset CS and Go System Tax RS and Alter Tax and Planner and Toolbox and Work Paper CS. That's the reason I'm bringing this up, because that's where how we started this technology lab. In the assurance services, they're positioning Advanced Flow and a bit of Work Paper CS. And then, of course, in document management, it's, you know, File Cabinet CS, Go File Room. And I'm not going to go through the rest of the positioning, but I wanted the listeners to understand that Thompson has a vision of how these products fit together. One of their strengths that they bring to market is the integrated suite approach. And their attempt is to try to have a solution for various segments. So work paper CS, as I'd see it, is a good tax work paper product in the tax services group. And Advanced Flow is the audit solution that they have, that they brought to market along the way. So did I explain that clear enough that, you got it and hopefully our listeners got it as well?
I think you did. And I think the key thing for you to, for everybody that our listeners or all of our listeners to realize as we're talking about this product and again, the WorkPaper CS product, is that they're really solving for different things and solving for different scales. You know, if I look at the average size of the Thompson firm, the average Thompson firm is going to be, let's say, 15, 20 users. You know, if you look at where an UltraTax certainly has moved up market in the tax software side. But if I look at the size firms, they're typically going to be much smaller firms that are using their tax software. One of the challenges you may have with this, honestly, is that if you're using CCH Tax and you're looking at using or you're looking at using this cloud audit suite, you may have challenges getting the data into the software, or it may be a little bit more clunky to get data in there. Mm-hmm. Because what we find with Thompson and CCH is typically there is a way to get out of one product into another, but typically it is a little less, it's a little more manual than we might like when we're going to the competitor suite as opposed to our own suite.
Yeah, and something that maybe isn't quite as obvious, but you and I have talked about portals for so doggone long. You know, initially I would have expected Advanced Flow to serve as the portal functionality, but Thompson has very specifically positioned Advanced Flow to flow into the NetClient CS portal. Well, that's kind of an interesting positioning. Likewise, because Advanced Flow is used in larger firms, as you were just trying to point out with your conversation there, Brian, Advanced Flow and GoFileRoom are made to work together. So again, you go to GoFileRoom, which has the portal, and all of a sudden you wind up with this positioning of security and organization and then a workflow that flows through FirmFlow into GoFileRoom. So, you know, you've got a relationship between Advanced Flow, GoFileRoom, FirmFlow, and the portals, as well as a relationship of Advanced Flow to NetClient CS. So for our purposes, I think it's good for you to consider this is one of the earliest software as a service audit tools, Advanced Flow, and that there's a lower end tax product, the WorkPaper CS, that you could consider in the Thompson line. So Brian, is final parting thoughts to our listeners today? Any other key things that you believe we should call out?
A lot of moving parts here, a lot of options for which portals to work with and which applications you're going to integrate with. And, it integrates, they've got decent integrations across most of pretty much the whole Thompson suite with these products. I think it's critical for you to, like we've said this many times on the podcast, Randy, but Randy and I both believe that it's critical that you get your processes worked out and then you buy solutions that address those processes, or you reform your processes to process information the way the solution envisions doing that. Because where we see people getting in trouble is when they try to not change their processes, when they switch from one product to another, they try to do things exactly the same way, and then they end up copying and pasting everything and losing the benefits of the automation. And frankly, introducing the risk of making mistakes and getting incorrect values into your work. So, I think it's critical that you look at the whole picture. And there's a great story here if you're looking at the whole picture. But if you're looking at, again, this may fit for some firms as a point solution. But for, if I'm thinking about where the real benefits come from this product, it's really from working within the whole ecosystem where the integrations just happen.
Yeah, that makes great sense. And again, in other sessions, we've talked about, getting a plan where you're thinking about your software products to be used in the future and actually designing what you want your firm of the future to look like, using that somewhat worn phrase, but what do you want it to look like? And you're going to wind up changing more software, we figure, over the next 5 years than you have maybe in the last 10 or 20.
We're all going to be digital plumbers in the next 10 years, linking these applications together and trying to get these as efficient and as automated as possible.
Yeah. So the question is, do you want to be the plumber or do you want Thompson to be the plumber in this case? All right, Brian. Hey, we're running long today, but I appreciate your time and insights for our listeners. We'll see all of you again in a future technology lab. Good day.
Thanks everybody.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.